Proponents say the increase to Madison's property tax limit is needed to offset a budget shortfall fueled by limited state revenue and waning pandemic aid. If the measure fails, city officials warn Madison could face $6 million in cuts next year, including 60 layoffs. Dan Rolfs is a union president representing some city employees. During a public hearing, he said Madison must decide whether
we continue to have the same high quality, high level of services we've all enjoyed for as long as we can remember, or will we start to slide? Reduce library hours, large item pickup, public safety, park maintenance, facility maintenance.
If approved by voters, the proposal would raise property taxes for the average Madison homeowner by $240 a year. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.